who is my usual helper in these times of patrician. I must spur her up at all seasons to hear me relate and try to clarify my unformed fancies. And while I was groping for the fable and the character required, behold, I found them lying ready and 9 years old in my memory. Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot, 9 years old. Was there ever a more complete justification of the rule of Horace? Here, thinking of quite other things, I had stumbled on the solution, or perhaps I should rather say, in stage right phrase, the curtain or final tableau of a story conceived long before on the moors between Pitlochry and Strathardle, conceived in Highland rain, in the blend of the smell of heather and bog plants, and with a mind full of the atoll correspondence and the memories of the dumb Lyside justice. So long ago, so far away it was, that I had first evoked the faces and the mutual tragic situation of the men of Durrisdeer. My story was now worldwide enough, Scotland, India, and America being all obligatory scenes. But of these, India was strange.